The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR Loudon Afterthoughts from a Fan's View. You know, it isn't often I start off with statements like I'm about to make about a race, but I think the race this last weekend in Loudon was one of the best overall races I have seen in a while. Whether it had something to do with the fact it was much like a normal weekend short track race and only 300 laps long, or because it went kind of like I figured it would, I don't know. All I know is it held my interest throughout all the 301 laps, and although it looked like we all knew how it was going to end, there was just enough doubt and drama as to who might win to make it interesting all the way to the drop of the checkered flag. It is interesting how the luck of the two Stewart Haas teams turned toward the positive, and they finished the race exactly the way they started it. As we all know, Ryan Newman sat on the pole and Tony Stewart started with him on the front row, and they finished first and second after the 301 laps. With the way their luck has been running over the first middle part of the season, this fan thinks they were probably wondering what might go wrong in the closing laps, but all went well. Neither of them ran out of gas, and they crossed the finish line without any major disasters of any kind. Jeff Gordon had a very fast car and constantly moved toward the front. That is, except when he had problems with the alternator not charging the batteries properly, causing him to fall back, and at one time he was a lap down. Even though he had those problems, he had moved back up into fourth place by the last lap. His troubles weren't over even then, though. On that last lap, he had a flat tire that caused him to finish in 11th as he crawled across the finish line. From this fan's view, he has to have mixed emotions about the day. Finishing 11th had to be a major letdown with as strong as his car was and with how his crew kept him in the hunt even with the problems. He should be encouraged by the fact that his car was so strong and that could possibly mean he may have an even better race when the NASCAR Cup teams return to Loudon in the second week of the chase. Naturally, all that is dependent on how he does over the next 7 races and how he stands in the points when the chase actually begins. It was no surprise to me how the Fords finished. Marcus Ambrose was the highest finishing Ford in 9th place, and the next highest finisher was A.J. Allmendinger from the Richard Petty camp. There were those that said they could have finished better, but they were in fuel conservation mode. That may have been the case, and we will have to take them at their word, but from my view, they just didn't look like they had enough speed all during the race weekend to do much better than they did. The Toyotas had a very strong weekend also, but Kyle Busch had a very rough weekend. It was obvious with all that was happening to him during the first part of the race, he was frustrated by the day. Still yet, we have been seeing a much more composed Kyle Busch this season, and it has been an amazing transformation. He has been much less out of control, although not anywhere near docile yet, and it is obvious he is maturing and working his way even closer to becoming a Cup champion. Personally, I have enjoyed watching the process. From my view, he is much more likable overall, and yet he still lives up to one of his nicknames, Wild Thing. Personally, I'm glad the Cup Series has a weekend off to catch their breath. It has been hectic and hard times since the last breather. One thing I notice when they have a break is there is generally a slight shift in momentum. I'm anxious to see how these last 7 weeks go before the chase begins and how the points shake out over the next few weeks. I really don't see much happening in the top 5 or 6, but there can still be a whole lot of shaking going on in the rest of the top 12. It also remains to be seen how those with wins in the top 20 figure into the final 2 wild card slots. It could really get interesting over the next few weeks in particular. Overall, Loudon was a great race, and from this fan's view, of course, it wasn't that much of a surprise either. Going in, everybody knew it was going to be a race where track position, fuel mileage, and pit and tire strategy would all figure in to the end results. And by the way, did anyone notice that it was a Chevy kind of day? Not only that, but it was a Hendrick associated and Hendrick kind of day at that. I wonder where I heard that. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.